high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
10 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, catching to 10. Manunga down near the goal line. He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now with six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
Some good news for Rutgers basketball. Tyson Acuff has announced that he has committed to the program and transferring as a grad transfer, 1 year of eligibility remaining. Seventh leading scorer in the nation this past season out of Eastern Michigan. He's a Detroit guy. He's a Smoke Williamson recruit. He played for the family AAU program that Smoke Williamson used to work for and is intimately connected to. So this is a, this is a really good get. It is now April, the first week of April, and Rutgers has landed its first player out of the transfer portal. And Tyson Acuff is a plus scorer. He's a high volume guy at Eastern Michigan. So the biggest question here is, what is his role going to be at Rutgers? And I think that, what do you need, right? You need scorers. You need shooters. Now, Tyson Acuff, he is a tremendous free throw shooter, 81% for his career. He is just a 33% shooter from three-point range for his career. He did struggle in that area this past season, 29%. However, the year before, on similar attempts, around 150, he shot 35%. So, he was the number one target on Eastern Michigan. And I think when you look at the reality of it, at Rutgers, you're going to have Dylan Harper, you're going to have Ace Bailey, you're going to have Jeremiah Williams, and whoever else they add. Tyson Acuff is going to be probably the fourth, maybe the fifth scoring option, depending on who else they add. So when you take that into account, and he was going to be, not the number one guy on the scouting report, that I think is going to be beneficial. Obviously, adjusting to lesser minutes and lesser role is going to be an adjustment, but I think the confidence lies in the relationship with Smoke Williamson and this being his final year. He's a veteran guy. He wants to win. He wouldn't come here if he didn't want to win. And I think that accepting that type of role, again, we've talked about it all offseason, you need winners, you need role players, you need guys that can play a role, that have a certain skill set. So this past season, Acuff, he made 66% of his shots at the rim that he took. He was pretty good in terms of percentiles in scoring off of scoring in isolation, scoring on dribble handoffs, and scoring off of screens. These are all actions that, Rutgers, particularly the handoffs and off of screens, that are important actions that they have guys in their offense that can do, that fit kind of the sets that they run. So that's a positive as well. And he shot 50% from two overall. I think he did take a lot of, mid-range shots, a lot of discussion there just in terms of Rutgers needing to, if you embrace analytics, you embrace kind of the modern basketball, it's you either shoot at the rim or you shoot from three. So part of the reason Rutgers struggled so much is so many mid-range shots and missing so many this past year. But the bottom line is Acuff, he's a legit proven scorer, seventh in the country. When you have the seventh leading scorer in the nation as probably your fourth or fifth option, that's an upgrade. He's a clear upgrade over Derek Simpson. I don't think he's as good as Jeremiah Williams, but that's a good thing in terms of, the depth of this backcourt now, right? With Dylan, with Jeremiah, now Tyson. You also, of course, have J. Mike back. My understanding is that this does not put Rutgers out on Matt Alaco from Princeton. They're very much engaged with him. Zach Martini scheduled for an official visit this week. They're hoping to get Alaco on campus as well. He visited Ohio State last week. He's from Ohio. He does have a lot of family in New Jersey. So I think what you're seeing now is you're starting to see part of the strategy. I talked about last week that, Rutgers wanting to spread the floor, targeting a guy like Martini, gives you a stretch four that is going to spread out the defense, give you a perimeter shooter, and give driving lanes to guys like Harper and Bailey and Williams to get to the rim with minimal defense. And now you bring in a guy like Acuff who can get to the rim himself has a lot of experience. You know, he's the last two seasons, he had, big scoring games against Michigan, against Florida Atlantic, against Oakland. He's also played against Butler this past season. He was at Duquesne his first 2 years. He shot 39% from three at Duquesne his sophomore year on about 70 attempts. So the kid's been around. Excuse me, when I use the word kid, people get mad. He is in his early 20s, but he's a guy. He's a veteran guy you bring in, right? And he's a proven scorer. And if we've learned anything from this NCAA tournament, you're not advancing if you can't score. Defense is important. Getting key stops is important. If you can't score the basketball, if you can't get make critical baskets at the critical stages of the game, you're not advancing. And even the best defensive teams have had to score a lot. Houston and Tennessee ultimately fell, and they're, some of the top defensive programs in the country. But they won games in the 80s. You know, Houston won a game scoring 100. So Rutgers needs to score the basketball. And if you guys have a guy like Acuff coming off the bench, who I think will, if their plan goes to fruition in terms of landing the top targets they want to, that is huge. That is, having a proven scorer like that coming off your bench, because then there's a little drop off. And I think that what you're seeing is just a strategy in terms of loading up on guards. You're going to see some three guard lineups next season. I think that's proven to be effective in the way college basketball is right now. And you're going to have a lot of perimeter presence, guys that can handle the basketball. By the way, Acuff has a top 500 turnover rate the last 2 years. This past season, he was top 200, just 10%. Even though he averaged almost two turnovers a game, again, it's all about analytics. You have to look at the usage rate. I played 37 minutes. He handled the ball quite a bit. Average under two turnovers, it was just a 10% rate. So that is top 200 nationally. So he doesn't turn the ball over a lot. He's got a solid assist rate, 18%. If you watch his film, he was very good at finding guys in rhythm as they move without the basketball and attack the cut to the rim. So I just think that, yes, he's going to have to make some adjustments. You know, he can't expect to get 10 shots in, however many minutes he plays, depending on the situation. But he is a guy that has other skills. He can pass the basketball. He can handle the basketball. You know, defense is one area where it's not his strength. I'm not going to make up that, I've watched him a ton on ball pressure and all that stuff. But he's 6'4". He's got size. He should have some versatility there. And again, if Pikel's got to coach up offensive players on the defensive end, you should be much more optimistic about that than the flip side of getting defense first guys who have to learn how to shoot the basketball. That's not happening, especially for veterans. You got to bring in guys that are developed offensively, that know how to score, that can shoot, that are consistent. I mean, bringing in 80% free throw shooters, that's what you want. And guys that can get to the rim, guys that can score multiple ways, guys that can, fill a role. And Acuff's going to have to adjust. But again, he knows Marlon Williamson. He's known him for a long time. This is going to be a very clearly defined role in terms of coming to Rutgers and fitting a need and giving them a guy that's proven, but that's also going to fit in the team dynamic. And I think there should be confidence that he will, based on having that connection. And again, see if Pikel bringing in guys from the portal that they have connections with, that they're not flying blind on. I think that that's really critical as well. Acuff is a guy that can score in multiple ways. He can score an ISO. He can score off pick and roll as the primary ball handler. He can, he's comfortable getting the ball off a handoff, something Rutgers likes to do. He was almost 70% at the rim this past year on a lot of attempts, 66%. So that is an upgrade. You need guards that can score at the rim as much as they score from three-point range. Again, he's been kind of up and down from behind the arc this in his career. But again, as the fourth, fifth, sixth option on this team, as a guy that is going to be able to have more spot-up threes, I think you feel pretty good about it. I honestly, if you want to give it a grade, I'd give it a B. Maybe a little bit higher, depending on, you know, I mean, it can always, I can't speak too high, well, educatedly on his defense, but I like his size. I like that we're getting back to big guards. And again, I think that this does not take Rutgers out of the mix. We know Zach Martini is visiting this week at stretch four, but then Matt Alaco from Princeton, if they could lock him up too, and Martini, I mean, if they can get all three of those guys, and it's not going to be easy. Martini, you know, has got a couple other high major programs after him in terms of, you know, another Big Ten program and another high education, high major as well. So, you know, there's no foregone conclusion that they're going to get Martini by any means, New Jersey kid, but would really fit in well with what they're trying to do. Again, it's about value too. How do they fit into the system? What does it allow the team to do when you have guys like that? And Martini being a 38% three-point shooter, you know, is solid, right? But the fact that he is a four and can bring his defender out of the paint onto the perimeter and create space for guys like Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, Jeremiah Williams to attack the rim, that is a lot of value. So they're going to, you know, definitely try to close on him. Matt Alaco, like I said, is multidimensional, super talented. Was the third option with two great players at Princeton, Xavier Lee and Caden Pierce. So the hunt continues. They have to get a rim defender as well. But I've mentioned this before. They're prioritizing shooting. They're prioritizing offensive-minded players. And then they're going to go find a big man. And I think that, you know, when you get so many offensive other players, I think you're looking at a rim defender. Obviously, you're hoping someone that has some offensive skills as well. But, you know, shooters are at a premium. Scorers are at a premium. And they just added a top 10 national scorer from last season. Is he perfect? No. Is there any portal addition that's perfect? No. But in the face of it, you know, April, first week of April, and you add a top 10 scorer, a guy that you know, a guy you have relationships with, a guy that's it brings a ton of experience, and brings size in your backcourt. It's a big time addition. This is a really positive start to building back to the roster. They confirmed have at least three additional scholarship spots, could have another one open depending on the plans of Oscar Palmquist. But this was great news early on in this offseason. Again, just the third week since the portal has been open. I know people are antsy. I know the Gavin Griffiths, entering the portal last week left some bad, you know, panic around the fan base. But this is a really good addition, and I'm really excited about what he could bring to the table. And again, Rutgers need scores. And in terms of what they had, what they've lost, and what they're adding in now, this is a big upgrade. And, there's no guarantees, right? Pikel's going to have to make it all work. It's a puzzle. You're going to have to blend egos. You're going to have to, develop chemistry. You're going to have to make it all work on the court. But the bottom line is this guy has a skill set, Tyson Acuff, that Rutgers can utilize, they need, they didn't have last year. And it's just going to make them that much harder to defend. And just in terms of their relentlessness, attacking the rim, having multiple ball handlers, having proven scorers, having veteran experience. Tyson Acuff, welcome to Rutgers. Thanks so much for listening to my rapid reaction here at the Scarlet Faith.